And thanks for joining me this evening. I'm Aaron Hay. You're listening to Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5 FM. I am joined in the studio by a group of students and grad students from the tuba and euphonium department here at the University of Missouri School of Music. I'm joined by grad student Mitchell Goodman, freshman Wyatt Moore, and senior Greg Johnson. Thanks for coming out, y'all.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. So coming up on this Sunday, it's the 3rd of November at 2 o'clock in the Whitmore. It's the tuba and euphonium recital. Tell me about the show.
So every semester we have an ensemble of about 20 tuba and euphonium players, and we rehearse once a week every Monday afternoon, and then at the end of the semester we put on a concert.
Right on. So what's coming up for this semester's performance?
I'm kind of excited about one of the songs we're playing called Day at Sea. It's by Mike Forbes. He's a pretty influential tuba player around the tuba community. And it's kind of one of our longer pieces we're playing from him. It's really exciting.
Tell me about some of the other pieces that are on the bill.
So one thing that we're playing is the Gallant Seventh, a John Philip Sousa march that has been arranged for us by one of the other graduate students in the studio, Ryan Matichek.
Oh, cool.
And it's really cool to hear kind of a full band work compressed into just six parts for tuba and euphonium.
Right. You get that great lower bassy sound out of those instruments, and that's fun to hear. It's the same thing that makes like Tuba Christmas and bassoon choir and trombone choir fun to listen to. You get to hear these classic songs performed in a way that you've never heard it before, but still very vocal, very vibrant.
Mm-hmm.
How long do you think the show is going to be?
It should be less than an hour.
Okay, right.
All put together.
So going to be a nice afternoon performance.
Yeah, Dr. Manzo likes to keep things
nice and tight. Right on, man. Well, tell me a little bit about, you said there was a guest conductor that was coming on?
Yeah, Joshua Koenig is one of the members of the studio, and he's doing a piece, heavy metal. He's conducting heavy metal for us, which
oh, cool.
is really exciting. Getting one of the students to do it instead of Dr. Manzo.
That's fun. It's always fun to let students come out and step out and really kind of experience that and see if that's a career path that they want to go down. Are any of you interested in doing conduction or education, or are you more interested in performance?
Right now, I'm doing music education. I'm just a freshman, but I'm still, that's kind of the path I want to take.
Right on.
At least for me, it's sort of an all-of-the-above situation right now. I would love to perform and conduct, but teaching is also pretty cool.
Right on.
my undergraduate degree is in music education, mm-hmm. So there's at least some interest to teach. As I'm a euphonium player, getting a graduate degree in euphonium performance, it's... It's not a super marketable degree, I will say that. There aren't a lot of job opportunities. And so one thing that translates to is kind of, for me, having an interest in other things as well to kind of spread out. A lot of musicians have to kind of make portfolio careers mm-hmm. where they don't just have one 9-to-5, they have 10 little jobs that they kind of have to put together to make a living, and you know, it's something that keeps it diverse and things don't get boring.
See, there you go. It's fun. So you've got Holiday Brass coming up then momentarily.
Yes.
Also, as well as we're getting close to, I can't believe I'm saying this, but we're getting close to, I mean, it's already going to be November mm-hmm. and we're going to be talking about Christmas stuff here before too long.
Yes. So the Monday, December 2nd at 7 p.m., the entire brass area will have a kind of a joined concert at the Missouri United Methodist Church downtown.
Mm-hmm.
So that the tuba euphonium ensemble, the trombone choir, the horn choir, and the trumpet ensemble all kind of each play a couple pieces, and then we play a joined piece. The faculty brass quintet plays, and there's a special brass choir of kind of like the best of the best in in the area that gets together and plays.
Nice. These shows are great. I love, like, and it's fun to get out and see the sections perform by themselves, because you get to hear like with the tuba euphonium choir, with the trombone choir, with the horn choir. You get to hear these instruments by themselves, but also working together and kind of making, again, like we were talking about earlier, making these songs that you may be familiar with in one way, but have been transcribed for that specific instrument, and really paints a different picture, but a great picture nonetheless. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, cool, man. Thanks so much, all of you, for coming by. Mitchell Goodman, Wyatt Moore, and Greg Johnson of the tuba and euphonium area here at the University of Missouri School of Music. This performance, again, coming up on Sunday, the 3rd of November at 2 o'clock at the Whitmore Recital Hall right here in Columbia. Thanks again.